Well, good morning, everybody. Joe Van Doren here, and welcome to our Virtues Pick for today. We're doing just the voice and no pictures because we're having all kinds of problems with internet. So we'll see how this goes. We got a great word today, and that word is humanity. And humanity, let's read the description first, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Humanity is an attitude of caring and mercy toward all people. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's future. We all suffer and rejoice. Although in the eternal scheme of life, each of us is small, we are one of a kind, irreplaceable. We lose our humanity whenever we generalize about a group of people and separate ourselves from them because of external characteristics such as race or sex. We tap into our humanity when we put ourselves in others' shoes and are genuinely concerned for their welfare. Our humanity grows as we serve others. There is no they, only us. Well, this is a word that I really do appreciate, and I'm sure you do too, because it's a virtue that we need more than ever in this world that we live in, where people like to put individuals into little piles, I would say, or little groups of people. And so we want to just examine that and ask ourselves, you know, these people that we're looking at, everyone that is in our community, they all have the same hopes and dreams and desires that we have. And though they might be different due to cultural reasons, or there might be some cultural changes or differences, you know, everyone wants their children to grow up to be safe and healthy, successful and happy. Every family has a desire to feel united and to be peaceful. And we desire to have communities that are working together and promoting the good for everyone. And you know, I would say that there's probably very few people who really want to put others down. And yet we find ourselves in a situation where a lot of that is going on. And so what can we do about it? Well, we have to examine ourselves first, you know, and set the example. We're the only one that can do anything about that. And so what is our attitude? And that's something that I continue to look at in myself. And what is my attitude about things and about people and about individuals and about groups and about, and am I putting people into piles so that this pile is here and this pile is here and I belong to this pile, but I don't belong to that pile? You know, it's not reasonable. And so what I have found, I would say, probably as important as anything, is that when I am in a position where I am serving someone, where I'm doing something for the good of others, not with the attitude that I'm helping them as they are victims, but with the attitude that there's a need here that I want to be uplifting, and I want to help, not with the attitude that, oh, these old poor people, that this, that, and the other, you know. It's not about that. We have to look at ourselves and just put ourselves in another person's shoes. We use our empathy, and then our compassion will take over, and we'll have actions that match our feelings. And so we don't want to separate ourselves from others. And how do we teach our children about this? The only way that we can teach them is with our demonstration. And, you know, people don't learn, our children don't learn to be racist, they don't learn to be, to put other people down, except for seeing the attitude of those that they respect and have love for doing so. And when they look in the world, they see it, or they're trying to belong to a certain group of people. And so our job as parents is to be sure that we're helping our children to live in such a way that we're not looking at other individuals as anything but human, anything but being another person with all of the virtues inside of them, Now, they may show them in different ways, which we understand. And we understand that that's true not only in communities, but also in families. You know, one family, even if they came from the same culture, may very well show their their virtues in ways that are different than your family. You know, one family may show respect one way and another family may show respect in a different way. But that doesn't mean that they're not human. And so we want our children to appreciate themselves, first of all, and to have a love for themselves, but also to see others in that same light, that they are all human. So those are my thoughts today about humanity, and I will be practicing this today and really focusing on how I'm looking at the world and everything that's going on in the world. And so this has been a little bit different. I'm just trying to work this out, and we'll see what happens. But until next time, keep practicing the virtues and the four C's of successful families, and that is charity. Listen to me. Clarity, not charity, clarity. Charity is a good virtue too, but clarity, communication, consistency, and community. All right, everybody, thank you very much, and we'll see you next time. Bye.